Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. Do your daily practice. Come up with a special way to express appreciation for the practitioner. Remember, appreciation is not related to performance. We are practicing unconditional love and acceptance. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Diane.
Good morning, Diane. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing the tenacity that I have in the face of ego's various attempts at getting me to stop in my commitment. And I've picked a really, really big one. I want to start a community mediation program in the county in which I live. So this project's going to take a lot more than this week, probably at least a year. And ego is constantly telling me about all the impediments, about how it's not going to work and how I'm going to be wasting my time. And any little bit of bad news that someone might offer related to this project becomes the reason why I should stop. But I'm
and you're seeing it so clearly, aren't you?
I'm seeing it very clearly, and I confess that I have a little trepidation because it's such a big project, and so I'm going to be getting these messages every single day.
Well, yes, and Diane, that is really critical awareness, right? It is a big project. There are going to be a ton of things that happen, right? But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. That doesn't mean it's not a wonderful thing for you to pursue. That's just the voice's negativity. So with practice, what we see is, this is something I feel called to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to use it as a workshop, as a retreat, whatever. I'm doing awareness practice. I'm going to watch everything that arises. I'm going to face it all. I'm going to be with her as she does this every step of the way, and that's that.
Yes, and I'm part of what I'm seeing too is my tendency to want to know what the whole path is. So this is an exercise in next stepping. Right?
Yes.
You're going to do a little research. You're going to talk to some people. You're going to take the next step. You don't know now what that is.
That's right.
Enjoying the process and mystery of that whole not knowing as I take what will be a pretty long journey.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And the power of that is getting it, which we're always working on. I don't know. Nobody knows. We have no idea. We have no idea what's going to be the case 6 months from now, a year from now. We have no idea what is going to be so this afternoon.
Yes, and I guess this is my workshop in looking at seeing that in a new way.
Yes. And the important thing, a la the assignment and always, being with her, learning to be the compassionate, the wisdom, love, and compassion, the unconditional acceptance that is going to support her through whatever she's doing in life.
Yes. And I confess that that's made a little easier because I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on this. I've been noticing that's great, but you can't rely on that. That can't be the determinant here.
That's right. That's right. And again, all that's happening here with you and with the rest of us is that we are getting to see egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate revealed for what it is. That's what's really going on. And when the clearer we see that, the more we realize that has nothing to do with me and that has nothing to do with my life. nothing. This is where I like to compare. I don't know what they have in Colorado that gets on the trees, but here it's mistletoe, right? It's a parasite. It gets on the tree, it lives off the tree's life force, and eventually will kill it if it's not stopped, right? That's a perfect image of what we're up against with egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate. It's a parasite. It has nothing to do with you. All right. Keep us posted, huh?
Can I ask one other question before we go?
Sure.
I think the thing that I'm most challenged with that's come up in these calls in the last week is the recording about who I truly am.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy it for a minute.
Ego doesn't buy it, Diane.
Yes, ego doesn't buy it. I need a lot of support for this human to get around that, because it's ego's
right.
Got me
that's
in that one.
Well, and this is a tough one, but this is what's going on. It's not that ego has you in that one. It's that when that happens, it's because you're identified with ego. So don't be fooled into thinking that from any kind of a centered place, you're buying that. You're buying it because ego has body snatchered in there and taken over and is now holding forth. So when you hear that kind of thing, what we want to do is realize, whoa, I'm not present. I need to start getting here. And you pick up your recorder.
I guess with that definition, I'm never ever present because I have.
That's buying egos. Of course you are. Of course you are. First of all, we're always present. Okay. Attention is on an illusion of separation. That's what we call identification with ego. So when we attend to those kinds of messages, then our reality shrinks down to the little raisin that is the world of ego. So it's learning to hear those kinds of messages and recognize them for what they are. That's what awareness practice is. That's what practice is. Recognizing that is not coming from center. That's not coming from the heart. You would never say that to your daughter. Oh, well, I guess you're never centered then.
Kind of, but not completely.
Okay, well, we gotta dash on here.
Okay. Thank you.
But listen to this again. And
I will.
Start doing that process back to the writing down those negative messages that you hear. Anything that's negative is not coming from what is so.
Yes, and I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. Sherry, we talked a bit about this with Estella yesterday, I think, or the day before, about how just because we identify with ego, there's a way in which we're told that that's what we are, that somehow or the other, whenever we act from ego, we can never actually identify with the intelligence that animates, because ego would want to point out that if you have ego and do the things that ego does and have self-hate, then you can't, you're not the perfection that you are reporting about. And that's why it's so helpful to be, to take the guidance you gave to Estella about what is truly true, what is absolutely true. And you can only make that recording from a place which is not ego, and listen to it also from a place that's not ego.
Yes, and let it bring us back to that place that is not ego.
That's right.
And exactly. And what's critical to realize about what Diane just said is that ego has no experience of anything other than ego. Ego doesn't mm-hmm. even know what center is. It can use the word, but it doesn't have any idea what that experience is, because what ego is the illusion of being separate from that, other than that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hear those kinds of messages, we can know that we are identified with ego, which is not the same as you've never been centered or you can never be centered, or authentic being is somehow limited. No, it's just I'm looking through the eyes of ego, and when I look through the eyes of ego, that's what I see, ego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's also what you were pointing to. It's never about the content. It's mm-hmm. never about the content. And so we're always looking at the process we're in, and what comes out of our mouth a lot allows us to know whether we're identified with separation or identified with the intelligence that animates.
Exactly, which is why writing it down is so helpful, right? You write it down, you look at it, you read it, go, now, is that unconditionally loving?
Yeah.
No. Okay, well, as believable as it might be when I'm identified with ego, that's just ego.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christina from Southern California.
Well, hello, Christina. What are you seeing?
Hi. Oh, I'm seeing so much. So yesterday was celebration, right? Am I right about that? Because that's what I did.
We were appreciating Ashwini. We were appreciating the practitioner. So if you were appreciating the practitioner, you did it right, Christina.
Woohoo! Well, what's funny about that is it was the evening, and I had a couple minutes, and I thought, I haven't looked at today's assignment, so I read the assignment, and then I just popped right into a little recording session, and I've been kind of mulling this over for a while, but really wanting to make a commitment to doing this every day. We do a 30-day or 28-day cycle, whatever it is. And I'm not sure there's been a month where I've really committed to getting to it every morning. And you know, not to do it every day, but to see everything that comes up around it. And so I was looking at that and recording about that and, you know, like wholly willing to commit to that. And then I was just noticing like this month's commitment, how incredible it's been. Cause I committed to, wholehearted participation at work, like really, being present to the work that I do because it's something I really love. And I often get talked out of its service, and I often suffer around it. You know, I get talked into weird stuff, or I don't know. There's all kinds of patterns of behavior I could talk about around it. And this interesting thing happened because I was resisting this one component of my job, and as soon as we started this project, I literally got called in, you know, to the office of the person in charge of my schedule, and they said, you're going to San Francisco tomorrow. We want you to check out this project, and we want you to come back and create it here. And I said, okay. And so I hopped on a plane, and I came back, and I looked around, and I thought, well, you know, I said I was going to wholeheartedly participate, and and I've got these people who, you know, want me to do something and find other people who want to wholeheartedly participate. I mean, it was like life just opening up this whole new thing that I get to, you know, to be part of the creation of. And it just felt so, and what happened is I got to see this process around where I overwork or I, you know, really push my body to the limits and I get stressed out and, you know, all these things that come up. And so I got to look at all that and no, I'm not trying to get to perfection. I'm not trying to create a perfect project. I'm not, you know, expecting everyone around me to also, you know, to be perfect the way these standards get put on me and all of that. And it's so hard for me to articulate, but it's just, it was so liberating to be in that place last night in what I'm calling celebration, but appreciation, and just be like, wow, I really have shown up, and I really have seen a lot, and I haven't been perfect in any way, shape, or form, and I'm so glad. And
yes,
it's just
yes,
been,
yes.
It's been really lovely.
Yes, and I, you know, of course, I can't let that perfection thing go. You know, I can't.
Okay.
because it's such a stumbling block, right? Because what that system gets us to believe is that there's a standard of perfection that is other than what is, right?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
And
exactly.
Once we buy into that, I mean, basically we're toast, right? Because,
yep.
Because we never meet that standard of perfection. But what I would suggest to you, and I would suggest, given what this person in charge of your schedule offered you yesterday in the form of being a mouthpiece for life, is that what the world really needs, what life has, and this is back to what we were just talking about with Diane, okay, what life has produced in Christina is the perfect person that life wanted to produce.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
And
yes,
I
exactly,
yes, exactly
as she
yep.
is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. What?
Oh no, I was just gonna say that I got there at some point. I made a nice little recording to listen to this morning, you know, to assist me in my morning practice. And that's part of what I was saying to myself, or, you know, the mentor was saying to me. And to be able to hear that this morning then, you know, and that this is all part of the celebration, right? It's all like one big unit. And so to wake up this
absolutely.
Morning in that place and to hear that, I mean, how good it feels to hear that, you know, I'm just perfectly showing up in every way that I can. And
yes.
all of it acknowledging, you know, that I could also be on this call right now telling you everything that I supposedly have done wrong, because that's what conditioning spends its time doing, right? Like lining all that
yes.
stuff up. But I don't look there. You know, I'm treating myself.
That's right.
You look in this other direction.
That's right. And so for everybody, right, when that word perfection comes up, from now on, it is, yes. Life is perfect, isn't it? Yes,
yeah.
Everything is perfect, isn't it? Thank you for
yeah.
that reminder. That's that is really good. That's really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and just
yeah,
just
that's right.
cut it off at the knees. We don't have that conversation anymore. We're not talking about ego's definition of perfection. We're talking about the perfection that is life.
Exactly. Exactly. So. That is so true,
mm-hmm.
and how kind life is to us, and you know, and how we get to be that.
Yeah, and do prayers get answered? You know, we've talked about that several times this week, just alone. That you know, I really want to commit wholeheartedly, and I really want to. And somebody says, "Come in here." Okay, this is what we want you to do. Right? It's like, wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yep. Then I get to see a whole nother process. Yeah.
Yes, but we can also see why people are religious.
Yeah, that's right.
Right?
That's where I wanted to start today.
Yep.
Was with that, okay, so I put it out there, and then all of a sudden, here's this really, and this is something that I've been wanting to do for some time. So it's just so,
yeah.
This
prayers
is so
answered.
Gratifying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the be careful what you ask for.
Right?
Just ask, right? Just ask for good stuff. Don't ask for, you know, to meet ego standards of perfection. Don't ask for that. That's a bad ask. I think a lot of people have asked for that, and that's what they're getting, right? So we don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you go happy. I don't think there's any danger of that not happening.
No question.
So. Yeah, and no question about that. All right. Thank you, Christina.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Christina.
Sherry, the biggest takeaway for me from that conversation is not to buy into anything other than life is perfect as it is. That perfection
yes.
is life as it is.
Yes.
Because
a perfect
everything
definition.
Else is suffering. Yes.
yes. Perfection is life as it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we don't recognize that, it's because we're not paying attention. And we are not coming from a place of, this is for me.
Mm.
This is to help
that
me wake
gratitude.
Up and end suffering. That's right. Yeah. This is a workshop for me to end suffering. I'm not
mm-hmm.
being punished.
Yeah.
I'm being given a
I'm
gift.
Being invited.
I'm
yeah,
being
and
invited.
I'm being invited. Yes. And I'm being invited always. And this is the other piece, right? You keep saying it. We're not practicing outcomes here. We're practicing unconditional love and acceptance, which is where we all get confused. That if the project and the result is what I'm looking at because I've been invited, then I am actually in the perfection that is imposed on life. Because if I'm here for every moment just perfectly, the perfection of every moment, then the result is not added to the moment. Right, so whether it goes well or it does not go well is not even a conversation, and it's not even what
that's
it's about.
The point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
And however it goes, can I come
yes.
to it with the unconditional love and acceptance of the moment? And if I am of the unconditional love and acceptance of the moment, how can I not be in the unconditional love and acceptance of the person?
That's right, and that is a big, deep point. That we all need to get, because it regularly, as far as I can tell, we are going to get an opportunity that goes like this. Okay, that happened. Are you going to choose unconditional love and acceptance for that person?
Yeah.
Regularly. You know, it's kind of like midterms or something, you know, pop quizzes, that's it. You know, okay, how about now? You're gonna choose unconditional love under these circumstances, or are you going to look to ego and not in a punishing kind of way, but just in a let's check it out. Where am I not still awake? Because
mm-hmm.
anywhere I'm not still awake, I'm going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Deanna from Santa Cruz.
Hello.
Hello.
You? What are you seeing?
I'm seeing this is the very last part of what was just shared about, how do I word this? Where am I still suffering? I'm still suffering in the place of trying to muscle through life rather than letting life lead and
mm-hmm.
going where flow is. So there's
letting
this
life
is,
carry you, right?
Rather right.
Than letting life
right.
carry you. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun,
so I just see it at all. No, it's tiring. I see it at all levels. You know, like I'll be looking at something and then it'll occur to me. Oh, yep. I'm not letting go. I'm not, you know, turning it
those,
over.
Those shoulders are really tense, right? That stomach is in a knot.
Yes.
I think there's some muscling going on here.
Well, funny you mentioned the stomach. Yes, I really started having stomach problems and what I've seen is that I'm holding my stomach. It's, you know, I was meditating for years and years and years and years before I realized my stomach is always tight, and it feels like it's holding, it's trying to protect me from the outside. And so there's a tightening, a constriction, a protection, and a not going with the flow.
Well, Deanna, I would suggest you're a kind person, and so that would be your interpretation. I would say that's where egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate, lives and that's where it's controlling you from. That's its control central. Tighten down her stomach, mm-hmm. and she's going to get a message that there's something wrong, that she needs to tense up all over her body, that, And so there is, I project, there is protection going on, but it's not protecting you.
Right. Right. That's, that's great. It's protecting ego. It's protecting, identity. But I find it hard,
Well, just that point that it's the sensations in the body, the unexamined or not seen clearly sensations in the body that hold so much of this in place, right? That hold the story, the stories of something wrong. And once, you know, the stomach clenches, and that means X, Y, Z, and then the story that goes with that, and then what do you need to do? And it happens so quickly that we don't realize that an entire worldview can be held in place by a little sensation somewhere in the side of the abdomen.
Right. I want to say that back. A whole worldview is held in place by a sensation in the abdomen. Yes.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really good to see. Now, what were you going to say?
Well, you know, I've had this little voice the last few weeks that says, get on your knees and pray, you know, and I grew up as a Catholic thinking about being a nun as a young one, and the voice just keeps saying, get on your knees, and I'm like, wait a second, but that's not, you know, my spirituality now, but finally I did it, and I think what I'm seeing is it's a way for my body to manifest. I don't know, turning it over to something larger. But I still really struggle with trusting, even though my whole experience is that I'm taken care of. It's hard for me to sink into trusting that I'm taken care of. I don't believe
back
it.
That's right. Back to our conversation with Diane. When that happens, you can know you're identified with ego. There's no authentic Deanna who believes that. Because authenticity is what we're seeking, is what is carrying us. So it's an illusion of being outside of that that says, well, I can't trust that. I don't believe that. That's not. And of course ego doesn't trust it. And of course ego doesn't want it. Ego wants that tightness in the stomach and you to hop to maintaining it every time you might stray into the present. So realizing that's not you. That's not authenticity. Making those statements is going to be critical. And the other thing about that for me is, you know, you can be on your knees metaphorically all the time, right? We can always be in an attitude of not my will, but thy will be done. As my teacher used to say, pray all you like, but be clear what you're praying to. Okay? So, not to turn it into another belief system, but to be present to authenticity, to that which animates.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I think I'm praying to, what am I praying to? I'm praying for the recognition that I'm in the river, I'm in the flow, I'm in the bigger, I'm in the big, but I've forgotten that I'm in the big.
That's right. And you're believing voices that tell you you're not, which is why in this practice, of course, we are so focused on that conversation in the head and getting clear about every nuance of it. Every time there's a raised eyebrow in that conversation in the head, we want to recognize that for what it is. Yeah. So we're not
we're not
praying for escape. We're praying for clarity and presence. All right.
Right. And I think the raised eyebrow in my case is the tight stomach, is the holding. Yeah. So just recognizing that when I'm holding, I'm not in the big.
That's right. And then the practice becomes relax those muscles. Relax those muscles. Mm-hmm. Relax those muscles. If there's no tension there, it can't do that to you.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So it's pretty straightforward. And it's a wonderful combination because we have to be present to recognize the tension, to know what it is, to practice letting it go. So it's all a boon.
It's such a all perfect right. system. Yeah, it's the wake up.
It is.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, thank
it's
you.
It's a perfect system.
Yeah.
Well, you are so welcome. Let us know how it goes.
I sure will. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Deanna. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Deanna. And that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, our assignment for today. Do your daily practice today have a focus on kindness, all the kindness you receive and all the kindness you offer?
Talk about a fast way to get to where we want to be, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.